doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, to the Dirt Doctor Radio. We talk about organic gardening here, landscaping and farming a little bit, and environmental issues, whatever you want to talk about. I've got some information for you about the new online test to start the hour, and then you can call and we'll go to the phones probably pretty early. I've got some in Howard's garden stuff to do, but as usual, I'll work that in as we go. We need to talk about trees quite a bit. Need to talk about the weather. On Bob Webster's show yesterday, where I visit with him every Saturday, we had some interesting conversations about a couple of topics I want to address with you. One of them relates to weather, and the weather issue is the fact that we didn't have any winter. It's really created some interesting things to deal with out there in the garden. But to start this morning, and this is kind of, I guess you'd call it a soft opening of this, the online course, the Natural Organic Certification course, is available online. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, the big panel right in the center, which we usually have changing between the various opportunities on the website for you, is just stationary now on the test. So you can click on that, and it gives you the information about how it works. Those of you that are members of the Organic Club of America will find that there is a discount offered for it, and those that are people taking the newsletter, there's a discount there. They vary a little bit. You'll see what all that is, and you can join and take advantage of those right there online on dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free, doesn't cost anything, and you sign up there, get the newsletter on a weekly basis. It comes out sometime during the week. It depends on when we get around to doing it. The next one's going to be kind of interesting. We decided to do one on some news that came out about the most troublesome weeds in the country. I don't think it's the world. I think it's the country. It's primarily dealing with agricultural weeds, but I think there's a little bit of a crossover there. And it's got some interesting information with it. So we're going to do it and have a link to our information about weed control. We've done it before. We'll probably, you know, do it all over and over again through the years. But we'll update it. The products are changing a little bit. The techniques that we recommend are changing a little bit, and so we're always updating it and talking about what seems to be working with the research and what is not working all that well. So if you're not a member or not a newsletter recipient, sign up right there online, and it will give you an advantage if you decide to take the Natural Organic Certification course. We did the course, if you haven't heard me talking about it before, because I get a lot of questions every year about where can I go to school, two-year school, four-year school, community college, whatever, and learn about organic gardening, all this stuff that we talk about here on the show. And the answer is there's no place you can go in the United States to get a degree. There's no overall program in the country. There used to be one out in California. In fact, our friend, late friend, Bargilla Radiver, who wrote the book, The Organic Primer, she was the first person in the United States to teach organic gardening. And she taught out there at San Luis Obispo or Riverside, one of the two, and she commuted a huge amount of time every day to do it. And she did it for several years. I don't think it was a degree program. I think it was just her courses on the subject. And she died some years ago, and she had retired from doing it quite a while before that because it was really a trek for her to do it. I have heard, in fact, we've seen that there are some programs, not programs, but courses that you can take in some of the other universities. And there may even be one agricultural course at in Colorado, Colorado State, maybe. I'll look it up to double check it. I haven't made a big deal out of it because it was just kind of a closely related program. I think it was on sustainable agriculture. I have problems even with the name when you go that route, because when they use that name, they always have a little, if something happens, you can use the chemicals if you need to, type of thing, you know, and I don't like that. It needs to be, you know, an organic program or not. It's one of the major tenets of what we recommend. So anyway, with that, and speaking of that, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who used to teach in Dallas at the community college system, and he told me something that I guess I shouldn't have known, but I didn't. And he told me that right now there's not only no courses being taught on gardening or landscaping in the Dallas community college system, there's almost a severe negativity to it for some reason that developed some years ago. And anyway, he's looking into running for office to be on the board and maybe getting something going again. And that's not even talking about organics. That's just talking about gardening, period. Gardening and landscaping, period, is not taught in the Dallas system. I don't know if that goes for Tarrant County or not. The Tarrant County system, that's the Fort Worth system, for those of you not from around here. In the past, we've actually consulted with them about their college, their campuses over there, two-year campuses, the community colleges, being organically maintained. And they still are to a degree. It's a very limited budget, and there's some issues, but they came to a seminar that I taught a few months ago and still had an interest in it and are hopefully going to continue the program. Hopefully we can help them do that because they have six or seven campuses over there. So it was a good footprint for the organic program to be displayed. I don't think they teach any courses, though. They may, and any of you from Fort Worth and from any of the other college systems that have something that I don't know about, let us know, because by all means we'll pass that information on to people where you can actually go to a school and sit in a class and take a curriculum, get a degree in what we recommend here. In the meantime, we have created a course online. It's the Natural Organic Certification course. It's 15 chapters. I don't know exactly. It's probably 6 hours of total courses that I teach. You take one chapter at a time. You have to take a test at the end of each chapter, and you have to pass 100%. They're easy questions, relatively speaking. You know, we explain the stuff pretty well, but you also get a study booklet. It's about a 25-page study booklet. It's a link that comes with the course when you sign up for it. And it's an outline and kind of a cheat sheet and place for your own notes and all that stuff. So we make taking the test as comfortable and hopefully enjoyable as we could. And at the same time, educational to learn how to do this natural organic program. What I've learned through the years, experimenting with things myself and reading all the research, really mounting and coming in from a lot of places and going back in years in history. There's a lot of good research out there that the USDA has been involved in, the ARS, and other people. A lot of it gets put in drawers and the drawer shut and never see the light of day again. And we've found as much of that stuff as we can. And a very large percentage of it is on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and in an even more organized way on the TORC website. Texas Organic Research Center is the nonprofit or organization that presents this natural organic certification course to you. It does cost. I think it's a very reasonable cost. Everybody involved in it thought about it for a long time and looked at all the other courses, online courses that were available and what they were. The base cost is $195. The second base cost is $295. And what it is you not only get to take the course and get the booklet and a certificate from TORIC at the end of successfully completing the course, but you also get phone, telephone, and email support for, you know, things that come up that need to be addressed that are all.
It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with SmartPot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to SmartPots.com. That's SmartPots.com.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic programs. Be healthier and help stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Donate $60 or more and receive seeds from Howard's Garden, a pair of nomadic sandals, a $50 value. Help the TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I wasn't hearing the birds flying in a minute ago, and I think I got cut off a little bit when I was talking about the price of the course, natural organic certification course. Base price, $195. The second price is $295, and support of telephone calls and emails and all follow-up conversation and clarification and answering and questions, you know, more detail or whatever comes along with that. Like I said, discounts are available for the members of the Organic Club of America. And if you're taking the newsletter, newsletter's free. Membership in Organic Club of America costs something, but the discounts end up being a real good deal across the board. So if you've been thinking about doing any or all of the above, you can get the details on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We have a good-looking dog to tell you about. First of all, Mama was adopted from last week, and we appreciate that. And Ellie and Mac, unfortunately, are real cuties, too, are still available. So check out the button on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and you can check out Mona. She's a little older. She's really sweet looking, and so check her out. She's the one we're featuring this week. You can see pictures of all of them on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, if you're scratching your head about how do I get the newsletter, which is free, just go to dirtdoctor.com and fill out the form that's on the website there, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and say you want to join there. The information, the other information about the test, the course, that I should tell you is what it covers. Basically, it covers, I'll start by talking about Introduction to Organics. The second chapter is on soil building, and it's, you know, arguably the most important chapter that we cover, because without the soil being healthy and in good shape, a lot of the other things don't work like they should. And it's the area where we've probably changed our philosophy the most because of learning new things. It's very simple. The basics are to stop using the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pesticides, and then start using the things that build the life in the soil. And I go through the things that are bad in detail and why they're bad, and we also talk about the things that we recommend and using them in general. I think the thing that's changed the most for me in the programs that I've been involved in and recommend is it's all gotten simpler. And I think it surprises people how simple it now is, how simple it has become. The third chapter is on planting, and we talk about the planting techniques for all kinds of different plants, from trees to potted things. And fourth chapter and fifth chapter are about trees. We had so much to cover on trees, we did it in two chapters. Then we go into fertilizing, talk about all the different ways of fertilizing with an organic program, go into some more detail about the fertilizing that we don't recommend. You know, the universities and some of the other people that are on the radio and write columns and everything are recommending the synthetic fertilizers and the different kinds of synthetic fertilizers. So we talk about those issues. One of the ones in Texas here, and some other universities too, recommending high nitrogen fertilizers, and even worse, basically all of them are recommending high nitrogen fertilizers, but some are recommending nitrogen only products. And that's a really, really bad idea. There's probably nothing that you can do short of using a nitrogen-only fertilizer that has herbicide in it, you know, a weed and feed fertilizer. But those nitrogen-only fertilizers, when you're putting out a fertilizer that has only one element, one fertilizer element, basically, you're going to do more damage of fouling up the chemistry of the soil than you can imagine, especially if you do it on a continuing basis. Those fertilizers are not complete. They don't have carbon, and that's the most important difference in the synthetic fertilizers and what we talk about with the organic fertilizers all the time, the carbon, the organic matter that's in there. Microbes in the soil have to have food source. They have to have carbon. So if you put out fertilizer that doesn't have carbon, where are they going to get it? Well, they get it from the soil. They have to rob it from the soil, and thus the health of the soil just drops with every application. So we talk about all that in detail, the negatives and the positives, and why people need to understand why it is that we don't recommend what we don't recommend, and then why we recommend what we do and what the options are and all that kind of thing. The rest of the test, we go into specifics on chapters with disease control, weed control, compost and mulching, landscaping, food crops, chapter all about those. And the main thing on landscaping and food crops that I did was include some tips that you may not have heard about before. We talk about food crops and landscaping all the way through the whole course, you know, when we're talking about all the specific stuff. There's a lot of photographs, all my photography for the most part. But in the food crops and landscaping, we talk about some specific little tricks of the trade that you may not have heard about. Irrigation is the next to last chapter, and then a summary chapter is 15. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and you can find out about that on dirtdoctor.com. Just click the big old button right in the center that talks about the test, and you can get all the details right there. Telephone number here, 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with me, and I'll start going to the phone here pretty soon, so jump on here anytime you want to at 866-444. 3478. Did an event yesterday, which was a lot of fun, in Saxe, Texas. And their city had me come over and talk about the program, how to get into a natural organic program. And the emphasis was primarily on how it affects water use. And of course, those of you that know, and it's a big point that we talk about a lot in the course. The online courses that the natural organic program can save, will save, somewhere between 40 and 50% on the water bill in most cases by lowering the water requirements by that amount of volume. And there are other benefits as well, you know, increasing the cold tolerance and having fewer and less serious insect and disease problems and all that kind of thing. But one of the big ones, especially on a commercial basis, but for anybody, homeowners as well, is this 40 to 50% savings in water. Well, a couple of interesting side notes about the talk in Saxe, Texas. It's a town that's up north. For those of you in other parts of the country, it's up north east of the Dallas area. Got a kind of a funny and embarrassing in a way story about Saxe, and I told him this yesterday. When Judy and I, my wife, first came to Dallas, I came to work as an assistant golf course superintendent, actually a laborer first, and the idea was to develop into a assistant superintendent and a superintendent, and then maybe get into land to golf course design with Club Corporation of America here in here in town. So we came to Dallas and fresh out of Texas Tech and the Marine Corps, and green as we could be. Didn't know anything. Didn't know the suburbs here. Didn't know anything. And we decided to have a dog. It was our first decision that we needed to have a puppy, a dog. We had both had pets growing up and everything. So we looked in the paper, I think is how it happened. This was so long ago. This was 40 years ago. Looked in the paper, found a dog that sounded pretty cool in the paper in this town up northeast of Dallas. So we drove out there. Got there, found the dog. It was, a private person, a homeowner, had these puppies, and we decided on this little black dog, kind of cute, kind of ugly, and we named the dog after what we thought the name of the town was, Sachet, instead of Saxy. And for some reason, we never heard anybody say that the name of the town was actually Saxy, Texas, instead of Sachet. So our little dog was named Sachet and stayed that way. She was our first little pet. The other thing was, I talked a lot in the event there yesterday, of course, as I always do. Not as much because I didn't have much time. I get on these different subjects and they end up going into a whole lot of time. That's what was so nice about this natural organic certification course. I got to spend the right amount of time on each specific subject. But one of the things I hit on a little bit, and I hadn't noticed it walking in the front door, how it related there in the city, but I talked about not putting mulch piled up high under trees when they were planted, and especially not doing the volcano-looking thing. And when I got through and I was signing some books and talking to people and everything, some of the folks said they'd been trying to get the city to stop doing exactly what I was talking about. And I walked out the front door and lo and behold, sure enough, that's exactly how the trees had been planted. Staked, of course, which I don't recommend unless you absolutely have to. And then this high mulch under the trees piled up on the flare in the trunk is something really bad. And so for people that heard me talk about it yesterday, maybe listening now, or if you're hearing me for the first time, if you have planted trees that way, or if your city has, or landscape contractors or projects have thick mulch under the trees, and yeah, we talk about mulching the trees, but we talk about doing it in a totally different way. What you need to tell them first is to pull all that mulch off, every bit of it. Pull it all off, and if there's a soil watering ring that's built, pull it off too. Get everything back down to level with the ground grade, and then the area that has been disturbed, the hole where the hole was dug, and if the hole wasn't dug very wide, I'd recommend you make the hole wider after the fact. Rough up the edge with a turning fork or a shovel so you, after the fact, make a larger disturbed area beneath the tree. And then that disturbed area is what you mulch. But you don't put a big old thick layer of mulch there. You put a thin layer of mulch out at the outside of the disturbed area, maybe 2 inches, not 4, 6, 8. And I used to recommend the same thing. I used to make the same mistake. I thought thicker the mulch, the better, Not true. You want to put kind of a thin layer, 1.5 to 2 inches out at the outside point of the disturbed area of the tree planting hole. And then as the mulch gets closer and closer to the tree trunk, it gets thinner and thinner until at the tree trunk it is zero. And you can see the soil and you can see the flare. Well, if the flare's not showing, which in most cases, if you haven't heard this before, it's not going to be showing because the tree was too deep in the container, whether it was bald and burlapped or containerized, or even bare-rooted in some cases. But when you get to that bare soil, if the tree is still coming out of the ground like a straw or a fence post or a telephone pole, in other words, no flare at the bottom, you start removing soil and going down. Now, this is only if you can't reset the tree at the proper height, and in most cases you can't. If you've just planted a tree and it was planted at the wrong height, you can lift it up, set it at the right height, backfill again with nothing but the soil that came out of the hole and start the whole process all over again. But this is a chronic deal. I mean, it's all over the country, all over the United States, all over other countries as well. And the first step for everybody is to get rid of that thick layer of soil and mulch that's above ground, and especially that part that's up on the trunk of the tree. The flare is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. That came up yesterday in the talk, and some people were surprised because I showed them photographs of my big ginkgo at home showing the big flares dramatically exposed and going out, and they thought that was part of the roots showing. No, that's part of the trunk. That's trunk tissue. It's actually a transition zone, and very, very important. If you're just hearing about this, you can go to our website and just take a look on in the library at root flares or trunk flares. Both terms are used interchangeably, which is fine because it is a transition zone. I tend to call it a trunk flare because once exposed, that flare will become bark. It will become trunk tissue. The other doesn't happen. When you have root system or trunk tissue that's covered incorrectly, it'll never convert to roots. It'll just start getting soft and start getting bad, not breathe properly, shut down the growth of the tree. Tree may not die right away, but eventually rot starts and decay starts entering the tree, and it's nothing but problems. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk first this morning to, I've got some other things to cover, but we'll catch up in a minute. Larry in Ogden, Utah. Hey, Larry.
Hi. I had some questions about the new tree tonic.
Okay.
And you may have, you know, gone over some of these things at some point, and I've just missed them.
All right.
I was just wondering, can you use it on other woody plants?
Yeah, like the tree tonic is what he's talking about for everybody is a new product that the good natured people have put out. It's kind of a garret juice that's even more specific for trees than the regular garret juice because of the trace minerals that have been added to it. And to answer your question, you can use it kind of interchangeably as garret juice on any plant, but it would be specifically good for any kind of woody plants. You're exactly right.
Okay, and that probably answers my other question too. It doesn't have any detrimental effect on other plants within the you're watering the tree.
It's basically garret juice with an extra trace mineral package added to it that the trees just really love.
Okay, and it you use it in a lot smaller amount.
You can. I think that
according to the instructions on the jug.
I'm sorry.
According to the instructions on the jug, you use a lot smaller.
It's
amount.
Yes, I think that it's almost a homeopathic approach with some of these kinds of things, and this is specifically for root stimulation and doing things for woody plants and their mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just an economic thing, a cost-saving thing. You don't need any more, and there's some evidence that we have that less works even better. So, yeah, just follow the label instructions, and you'll be fine. And
okay,
it's the name of it is called Garret Juice Tree Tonic for people wondering what we're talking about.
And you just soak the root ball, and you can use drench or spray just like garret juice.
That's right. Use it the same way you do the regular garret juice.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, let me know what you think. Appreciate it. Let's talk to John in Lakewood, my home area. What's up, John?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Okay, two topics for you this morning that I've been working on. I've been listening to you for 4 or 5 years now, trying to follow the approach, and I thought a few times about the soil in the house we bought over here. And so the first thing was kind of a funny thing that I did that I heard you approve of, So I went to the feed store on the way back into town on, I think I was down near Ennis or someplace the other day, and I asked for whole ground cornmeal, and they said, we don't have it, but we got this cracked corn over here. And I looked at it, and I went ahead and bought 100 pounds of it just to put out in the landscape, and because they had 50-pound bags. And then I heard you on Sunday say, well, you told a guy that it's better to use whole ground cornmeal, but corn might work. It just has less surface area.
Right.
So I went ahead and put it out, and now I've got the greatest corn crop growing.
It wasn't cracked very much, huh?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, if they don't crack it a whole lot, it can still be viable and still germinate, you bet.
Yeah, so I've been dealing with that, but I hear the birds flying in.
Yeah,
so
can you hang with me?
Sure.
So we're not rushed? Okay, appreciate that very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic programs. Be healthier and help stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Donate $60 or more and receive seeds from Howard's Garden, a pair of nomadic sandals, a $50 value. Help the TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Hey, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with John in the Lakewood area of Dallas. John, you there?
I'm here.
What's going on now?
I put down the correct corn, yeah, and one of the things I love about working with your ideas is that it's kind of, you know, all the scientists want everything to be perfect, but I like a little bit of trial and error and learning during the process, you know. And
that's where we've come up with some of the best stuff, yeah.
All right. So when you pull up these little sprouts and you see that this tiny little piece of, like almost a flake of corn has turned into a sprout, and I'm going, geez, like it doesn't take much corn. So, you know, the kind of question now is like, what do I do? I mean, also you can see the mycorrhizae or the, I don't know if it's the, what's the other, the fungus that the good fungus that corn develops, Trichoderma.
Well, trichoderma, you really can't see. So if you're seeing it, it's probably mycorrhizae. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like the hairy white.
Yeah. That's mycorrhizae. Good thing to see, obviously.
Yeah. So it's going crazy in these little clumps of corn. So I know it's doing good stuff down in the soil. Yeah. But then I guess I'm like, well, what do I do about this crop of corn? And I'm thinking, and then I'm listening in my head to Howard sayings. And I think he would say to get a stirrup hoe and try and just rough it up and,
if you can do that without hurting, your other crops, that's exactly what I'd recommend. I did a bunch of that myself yesterday and the day before at our office. That's a great tool.
Okay, good. So, I've read that corn is a really hard crop to grow. Will it kind of just burn itself out if I let a few here and there grow?
Well, it's really not a hard crop to grow, John. It's a grass, and it's pretty tough. But if you disturb it like you're talking about with the push-pull hoe or same thing as a stirrup hoe, I think that'll take care of it. Well, you mentioned something, though, that I want to comment about. It's kind of interesting. If you're seeing mycorrhizae form that quickly, it may explain one of the other reasons why we see such great results out of using cornmeal. It not only does the trichoderma thing, but helps to super stimulate mycorrhizal fungus as well.
Maybe. I've got some pictures I'll send you of just these.
That'd be great. Absolutely. Yeah.
It looks real hairy. So, okay. So then the next thing is I want to talk to you about nutsedge, because I've done all your techniques on nutsedge in this. There's probably a 20 by 5 bed right up against the house where when we moved in, the like there was a few shrubs that they had planted up against the house, and those things were just failing to do anything. So I took them out. I let the bed go fallow, and there was a bunch of nutsedge in it. But I said, well, I'll try the covering technique. I put down the compost, and I put the layers of cardboard on top, then I put mulch on top of that. And that didn't, like, when I went back to, you know, I've left that for probably 6 months or so, went back to go plant, there's still nutsedge there. So then I said, well, I'll just leave it.
Did you uncover it to see the nutsedge, or did it grow through your treatments?
Some was growing through, but then mostly I just uncovered it because I needed to be able to plant in the area.
Yeah, next time, don't uncover it. Just leave it there, and then for planting, cut a hole through the paper or cardboard, whatever you use, and go down in the ground through the hole.
Okay. And I also tried the molasses thing too. But what I ended up doing is just I took all that stuff back off, and I said, well, let me put down more molasses. And then I had the best crop of nutsedge. I mean, the whole bed filled with nutsedge.
Okay.
So then I
well,
tried,
the nutsedge, molasses thing takes a pretty long period of time to work, and it just slowly goes away. I've got areas that I treated with the molasses at my place that I don't know how many, it may have even taken 3 years or something, but now it's just gone. There's not any evidence of nutsedge around anymore at all. So it just kind of slowly takes it out. So I think the best approach is to cover it up and then leave the covering on it like you did, or do the molasses treatment. I guess you could do the molasses treatments a couple of times and then do the covering. That might be the best of both worlds.
Sure. And since I had the open bed, I went with the fail-proof method of just digging it all out, and that's where you really see the problem that there is a little nut down there, and if you don't get that nut, it's just going to keep
right
growing back.
And, well, that's the best thing to do first is to get all that out you can, and then you do the molasses treatment and or the covering. That covering, if people haven't heard us talk about it, it's like he was saying, it's a thin layer of molasses and then compost and then paper or cardboard and mulch over that. And we learned about it from a landscape contractor friend of mine who used it to kill Bermuda grass out, which, you know, a lot of times is the hardest weed of all to kill, but it'll kill it out completely. But as John is saying, it's a little tougher to get the control on the nutsedge.
Yeah, and as I dig it out, I see that the nuts, the ones that are still growing after I dug everything out that I could, what's still growing is the ones that are in the poor soil that's still down below the newly amended soil.
Well, stay so after it and keep giving us the feedback.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Okay, John. Thanks. By the way, I didn't talk about my tea. My tea is pretty good this morning. It is a combination of ginger, fresh ginger that I cut up, and lemon balm from my garden. I got to noticing the other day I had lemon balm popping up all over the place. It's not hard to control it, but it will, once you plant it, start popping up in various places in the garden. It is one of the lemon herbs that I like. Lemon grass is also good, and lemon verbena. But in this one, I just used ginger and lemon balm and then a little bit of my commercial tea that's a blend of various things. Give that a try. It's very good. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will start the second hour off with a little more Howard in Howard's Garden and then your call, so don't go away.